there on Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, we have two Tosfos to learn on the previous sugya. Rabbi Yehuda Achila Ksivbe. We have here a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. If one eats a berye, if one eats a gid that is less than a kezayis, if the chayiv, the Chachamim hold that your chayiv it's a berye. And Rabbi Yehuda says Achila Ksivbe. Ve'im taima, so Tosfos asks, v'reine mola v'shar shrotzim, d'chzibu achile, they also says achile, u'machayiv b'choshu, and there everyone agrees that y'chayiv b'choshu, k'desnan b'peirik pascha d'makis, v'loi polig Rabbi Yehuda, and there Rabbi Yehuda is not chaylik, so we see this is a dova muskim, even though it says achile, but since it is a berye yechayv on a koshuv. Yeshleime, the achila the hosam itzterech, the ike dalid oi chamisha zeisim, the chayiv bechadzais. It means there's two dinim. There's one din, one is not permitted to eat a sheretz. And if one eats a sheretz, a filu is less than a kezayis yechayv. There's another din, if one does not eat a complete sheretz, no, one eats a kezayis of the Besar Sheretz, you also chayv. So the Achile that is mentioned by Shrotzim is coming to tell us that a Kezayis of a Sheretz, even though the whole Sheretz was not eaten, you also chayv. That's why it says the Loshen Achile. Aval hoch omrin in the Rabbi Yehuda me'asher alakaf nafke. Here we know already from asher alakaf, you don't have to eat the whole Gidanoshe. Masher ala kaf is only a chelik of the gid. And from this, begin your chayv, vid a chelik of the gid. So I know already before it mentions achile, I know already that one is chayiv, say if one eats the whole gid, and say if one eats a kezayis from a mitzvah of the gid. So memela, so why does they have to say an iser achi? Why does they say losh nachil over here? So here the achile is miyuta. If you eat a kezayis of a sheretz, you like it. The achila ksibu. So the Gemara Mila says clearly that the achila of shrotzim is coming to tell us that if you chayv on a kezayis of a mitzvah sheretz, but here on a kezayis of a mitzvah gid, I know already from al kafa yerech you chayv. So why does it say achila to come to tell us that here, even if you eat a whole gid, you're also only chayiv if you eat a kezayis? That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Vimtayma. Damrinen be'elo hein aloikin, risek tisha namolim ve'echot chay. A person was merasik, he chopped up 9 namolim, and there's one that's alive. And now, all 10 are a kezayis of a besar namola. So there it says, loike sheish, you get 6 malkis. Chomesh mishum berye de sheretz. Yechayev 5 malkis als the berye of the sheretz, als the one that's achai. Va'achas mishum nevele. And now you have all 10 together a mitzurif, to be mechayim als nevele. Fine. Fregt Tosfos, lama li sheyehe chad chay da veberye, why do you need? And oh, we just said now that there's a din of yira kezayis of a sheretz, yochayiv. So why do you have to eat? And that I learned now from the Loshen Achila. So why do I have to eat a berye to be mechuyev the 5 laven of a sheretz? You don't need a berye at all. I'll have a kezayis of nemolim murusokim. So the nalita kezayis of that, so I'm chayev on all 5 laven. So why do you need a berye? Belav sheich achat chay da have a berye. Belav ochinami kimin sheyesh bem kezayis. If there's a kezayis, לאיקה היי משום שרס, כי מנדחי לקסיבה, כדפרישס. ואחד משום נבלה, so there be the five laven of שרס, and the one laven of נבלה. Seems as a איסה נבלה, and שחוץ, and fine. So ממילה, so there's five laven, there are five lavim of shrotzim, and one lav of nevela. So you, they could be, all be merusik. If you eat a kezayish, you're chayiv on the lavim of shrotzim. You don't eat a whole sheretz to be chayiv on the lavim of shrotzim. V'yesh loyma emphatoisvis, the vadei alav de shrotzim d'chsi v'losh nachir eloki mishum kezayish sheretz. You're 100% right. The lav that says by shrotzim, Elosh and Achila, so Taisa says that that's coming to tell us, if one eats a kezayis of a sheretz, yo'ivan that, yo'ivan this lav. So that's poshut, ain't a chanami, kede, as that lav, afilu you'll eat 10 merusokim, you'll be yo'ivan this lav. Ela yesh lav de sheretz leiksi bu Achila, there's certain lav by shrotzim that it doesn't say Elosh and Achila, kegoy. Al tishaktsu, b'sheretz. Alteshaksu b'sheretz. Now the lava alteshaksu b'sheretz, you have to eat the whole sheretz in order to be yoiva. If it says, the lava that says achile, so achile means it tells, afilu you made a maise achile of a kezayis, you didn't eat the whole sheretz, you also chayim. That's the lava that says achile. But the lava that says alteshaksu b'sheretz, so there you have to eat a sheretz. No, I don't eat a sheretz, I'm not over the lava. So that's why the Gemara says there was a barrier. So I needed the barrier to be over on the lavim that it doesn't say Elosh and Achila. That's why it says a barrier. Ve'hiloi loki elo b'chai mishum barrier. Period. Ve'im taima v'akati loma lichai. Okay, so this is beautiful. So you, there are certain lavim by shrotzim, you're only over the lav if you eat a whole sheretz. Fine. So that's why you need the barrier. But why do you need chai? Vakata lomali chai? Why does the sheretz have to be alive? Afilu meis namichoshe beria. A dead animal is also called a beria. Kedemrinim besoy pirkin, tmeya, if a person eats a tzipa tohiro, bein b'chaya bein b'misosa b'choshu, the iser is al tzipa tmeya, so it's not, if I eat a tzipa tmeya, if it's less than a kezayis, you also chai. So why does it say chai? The Issa Beria is if it's a Beria, if it's a Dover Shalem. I'm eating the whole Tzipa Tmeya. Vishloimer, the Loinoket Chai Lafuki Mei, so the Issa says, Ein Chanami. That what it says, he ate, an Emola Chai, does not mean it was alive. Ela Perish Chai Shalem, it's Gantz. Lafuke risek kedom agabi kelim shviroson zuhi misoson. So we see Chazal call if something is sholem, it's called chai. If chaim shnayim yisholem. If it's chopped up, it's called meis. So that's what the Gemara says. He ate on the mola chai does not mean on the mola chai. It means it was a whole nemola. Then it is a teiras beria. If it's chopped up, it loses the chshivas of beria. Agabuche, I saw last night, the Rosh Yosef brings down, according to Shmuel, and according to those who hold like Shmuel, the gid ha'osel is not the whole gid. It's only al-kaf ha'yorech. So he brings down from the Rambam, that is the beria. You cut off Lemaila from the Kafa Yorech, Lemata mi Kafa Yorech. This is the barrier. The Gid that is also, because Taisus gave us guidelines, the Gid, that's the barrier, is what the Torah specified. If the Torah specified the Gid al Kaf Yorech, that is the barrier. That is the barrier that is also. So Memele, so according to Shmuel, it's a barrier if you eat the Gid al Kaf Yorech, even though you cut off the top chelik and the bottom chelik. That is the barrier. Bim taima. Amrinim besoif pirken. Eva min achai tzor sheyoichol kezayis. You have to eat a kezayis of Eva min achai. Tachila ksiv bei. Because it says achila. Like the chtoisvis, we just said a yesod. that when there's a beryem, so there's two dinim. There's one din like pashrotzim. There's one din, if you eat a beryem, you chayev, a filot's less than a kezayis. And the din achila, that what it mentions achila, is coming to tell us, that what it mentions achila is coming to tell us that, that what it mentions achila is coming to tell us that, that eat a kezayis of an amola, you also chay. So, the Gemara says further, by an eva min achay, the whole eva has to be a kezayis. What's the chay, the whole eva has to be a kezayis? Dilme, hodech si be achila, lemeim de chay, because I saw gav this by dal de yezayisim. Just like, the Chachamim holds by Git, and Rabbi Yehuda also holds by Namole, by Shrotzim, that there's two Isurim. There's an Isur of a Beria, and there's an Isur of Yida Kezayis of a Beria. So it could be also the same thing by Eva Minachai, there's two Isurim. If you eat a whole Eva, I feel it's less than a Kezayis Yechai. And that what it says Achila means, if you eat a Chelik of an Eva. By Eshloima, by Evim Lechai, there's no such thing. The Lo'ilam Lo'im Echayiv at Sheyoichel Evil Sholem. By Evim Lechai, in order for you to be Chayiv als the Isar Evil, you have to eat a Evil. The Ainu Boso Gidim Va'atzomais. You have to eat an Evil. By Evim Lechai, there's no such thing of eating a Chelik of an Evil. This is to eat an Evil. So why does it say a Loshen Achil over them? So that's coming to tell us that you have to eat a Kezai, the minimum size of the Eva has to be a Kezai. Where do we see this? B'dlei Ashkechen B'soif Pirkin L'Resh Lokish D'Pota Chalkoi Mibifnim D'Machayit Ela B'Grumise Zeirosa. Now, there's a very interesting Gemara further. The Gemara Resh Lakish has Amuyim de Kechidish. Like this, we have a klal that by all Isurim, you don't have to eat it Babas Achas. If you eat it Teichede Achilas Pras, it's also called one big Maisa Achila. Resh Lakish says, Eva Minachai is unique. The whole thing is a Kiddush, because between you and me, it's Bosra Gidem Batzomis. The Gidem Batzomis is Allah Bar Achila. The whole bar achil is the bosa, but there's no reason the bosa alone. So it's a mechudish like issa. It's a mechudish like issa that you chayev a gidim batzomis, which is a la bar achil. So you only chayev if you ate it babas achas. That then you are even the issa of eva minachai. If you did not eat it babas achas, so you potter. So now what is called not eating babas achas? So Resh Lakish says, Afilu cholkoi mibifnim, which means he put an aver in his mouth, and before he swallowed it, he divided it. So that means when he's swallowing it, he's swallowing one half after the other half. But it's not bebasachas. So Resh Lakish says, Yepota, the only chayiv if he swallowed a whole Eva. Because since Eva Menachai is a Chiddush, there's no tziref of Teichede Achilas Pras, you have to swallow a whole Eva. So how can you swallow a whole Eva? So the only way you can swallow Eva is by Grumisa. This is a small, tiny Eva that you can swallow by Basachas. That's the only Eva Menachai Yechayev on. Like this, you're not Chayev because you didn't make a Mais Achil on the whole Eva. Vahainu taime, the loisoichel hanefesh im abosel, the neshini mine evim lechai, the osa mashma, at sheyoichel evil sholem, the iser is evil sholem. There's no such din. There's no such din of a te'ira kezayis of an eva. Like this, Reish Lakish will never have a problem. I swallow the whole kezayis of an eva. Well, says, how is it shaykh to be chai van evim lechai? Reish Lakish says, the only chib of evim lechai that you like his dafke if he swallowed the whole Eva basachas. So by so is that is the Issa. So you can't say that the Lashon Achil is coming to tell us that Yeira Kizai is of an Eva. There's no such Issa whatsoever. The Issa is Eva Menachayetira Oleva. So that's why, according to Reish Lakish, the only way you have an Eva Menachay is Tafke by a tiny Eva that you can swallow by Basachas. The Parshit Isurei Bekula Yerech. The Gemara says that the Rabbanon hold that the whole Gid is not also. Only the Kaf HaYerech, the Chelek, and the Kaf is also. Ayit says HaYerech. Yerech means the Torah wants to specify which Gid are we talking about. We're talking about the Gid HaChitzin or the Gid HaPnimi. So it is being mefarish the gid that goes on the whole yerech, which is the gid apnimi. But the lashon the poshet isurei bekula yerech is very misleading, because according to the rabbonim, the isur is only on the kaf yerech. So Tosfos says lashon isurei leyosef shaper leyesrinin ella shala kaf bilvad. We only ask us what's a poshet isurei bekula yerech. Besefer Rabbeinu Gershon ksiv. The Moshich Bikula Yerech, the Gid that extends itself on the whole Yerech, not the Yisra, the Gid that is on the whole Yerech, and that's the Gid of Nimi. Yesh Liyashiv Loshen Yisurei, Dochi Koma, the Poshit Gid Shel Yisra, the Gid what is also Bikula Yerech, but the Chelek that's also is only the Chelek Al Kafa Yerech. Zok the Mishnah Baita. Yerech shenisbashel bo git anoshe. A person cooked a yerech together with the git anoshe. So now we have to understand the git anoshe is also bachila. So if he cooked the yerech together with the git anoshe, so lechayre the git, if you hold yesh begidim benoisin tam, so the git will be noisin tam in the yerech. So the yerech lechayre should become also. So the Mishnah says as follows: Im yesh bo benoisein tam, if the size of the yerech and the size of the gid are as so that if the gid is noisein tam in the whole yerech, areizu asura. So the whole yerech is also. So we have to know the size of the yerech, the size of the gid. But the Mishnah is just telling us guidelines. If the gid is large enough to be nice and tam in the whole yerech, so the whole yerech is also. Keitzad misharin oiso. How do we figure this out? We're not going to taste the yerech because it could be the yerech is also. So how do we know if the git was nice and tam in the yerech or not? How do we know? So we'll see later, there's an eitz in the Gemara, there's an eitz to give to a kvela, to a goy, and there's the goy, if he's margish the tam. But we're not up to there yet. So how are you mishay? Keitzad misharin oiso, kebosor belefes. So you mishay kebosor belefes. Let's see what Rashi says. Lefes is a turnip. Kibasa belefes. Royin kilu hayerech liftois. We look like the yerech are turnips. We take the size, the volume of the yerech, and we make believe these are liftois. Vahagid boso, and the gid is boso. And so we now have here a ratio. There's X amount of gid to Y amount of yerech. So now we'll take something simple. We're going to make an experiment. We're going to take X amount of boso, and we're going to cook it together with Y amount of liftois, and now we're going to taste the liftois. And now we'll see. So if it's nice and tam in the liftois, so we see that. So now we know that the gid was nice and tam in the yerech. If it was not nice and tam in the liftois, we'll know that the gid was not nice and tam in the yerech. The ilu, so this will be our experiment, and this will be our conclusion. The ilu, hoyenoisin tam, after our experiment, ha boso, kishir agit, if we had boso, the volume and the size of the git, beliftois, in the liftoys, which are the size of the yerek. So now we know that this shear is nice and tam and lifta, and this shear of basar is nice and tam and liftoys. A yerek also. The yerek is also. And the yerek is also. The shiurin halacha l'maisha misinai. Shiurim halacha l'maisha misinai. Ugmiri de ba'achi misharina. And that's the shear. That means we're Mishayah, Basar, Belefes. And we'll come back to this in 2 minutes, but I just want to go a little further. That the Shir is, if the Issa would be Basar and the Heta would be Lefes, how much Basar do you need to be nice in time and Lefes? And that will be the Shir by Gid B'yer. The Afal Pi Sheilu HaYekruv Oikaflit, if could be, if the Yerek was not a turnip, was a Kruv, Kruv is kale, a Kaflit is leek, HaYetzor Pachis HaYoysa, maybe there would be a different share of how much Basar you need to be nice and tam in Kruv, a Kaflit. So, this halacha l'maishe misinai, shiurim halacha l'maishe misinai, that's how we're Mishaya. We're Mishaya, Issa, and Heta, like that is the shiur, finished. Halacha l'maishe misinai. Let's go further. Gid ha-nosh, this is case number one, so we have a gid in a yerech. Gid ha-nosh, shenis bashel im ha-gidim. Case number two. Yeva gid anoshen, we're cooking gid anoshen with other gidim. Bisman, now we have here a case that if the gid will be nice and tam in the other gidim. So it's like this. Bisman shemakiroi, if he knows which gid is the gid anoshen, so you throw away that gid, and then the whole problem is, was it nice and tam in the other gidim? Then it's benois and tam. That means if you makir it, so Yizicha not eating the gid anoshe, and the gidim, the other gidim, if it's not nice and tam, so then it's all the other gidim amuta vim lav kula nasuri. But haroitev, now the roitev, if you don't want to eat the gidim, so the roitev is the shir of roitev is benois and tam. The it's also, it's nice and tam and the right. V'chein chaticha shal nevele, with other chaticha shal bosa, v'chein chaticha shal daktomish in his bashla ima chatichas. Bizman shemekiran v'nice and tam. So you take out the daktomish, you take out the bosa, v'imlav kulon asurais, v'roitev, if you're not makia, which is that, so you can't eat any of the chatichas, because could be I'm eating the chatichas shalissa. But roitev benois in tam. But the roitev is totally, if you have a sheer bittel, so the roitev will be muta. Zot Rashi, sinis bashel im hagidim, shal heta, bizman shemakiro im hashlichay lachutz, ve'enkan elo pleitosay, there is only that, the tam that the gid anoshe was maflet, benoisim tam. Im yesh benoisim tam b'chol elu, that means is noisim tam b'chol elu, kula nasuri. Ulekamon meforish the noisim tam b'min b'minoi. How do you chesh benoisim tam b'min b'minoi? Shein odom yochel afchinoi, she'eru b'shishim. Then the shir is b'shishim. Because here you can't figure out what the nice and tam is, because they all have the same tam. Sheru b'shish. Vim lav, kulon asurim. B'chol echot, yesh loima zehu. So you can't forget about tam. If you're not makel, so it could be you're eating the gita also. B'gmara porch, lebotel berube. Well, it's the etzim gita that also become botel beroy. Bizman shemekin lachaticha se yisar masherine benois in tam. Bizman shemekir lachaticha se yisar masherine benois in tam. You throw away the chaticha shalisa. We ain't ben kadelos is tam. בשל היתר, it's not enough to know some time, הרי ישר מטורס. ומאין מכיר אין כל החתיכס הסוס, לחש השלוחש לא משם הזוי. ורואית אבמות אמין בחתיכס איסק, תלוס סתם בכל החתיכס, וכיפה ברואית אב. The roitev, afilu you are not makir, which the gid ha'osar is, so you can't eat any of the gidim, but you can eat the roitev if the shishim, if you metzaref the chatiches, hashal heter, and the roitev, and the kippah, the spices, all together, if there's shishim, it'll become bottle. Now, the lashon of Rashi, there are two chidushim over here. When Rashi, Agavulche, Rashi, let us look in the Rabbeinu Gershon for 1 minute. Rashi, the Rabbeinu Gershon says, when the lines become wide, and the Rabbeinu Gershon at the bottom of the Yomut, the end of the line, Kate said, Misharen Oisei Kebosa Belefes, Rain kilo hayerech lefes vagid bosom yesh nisim tam dezeu b'shishim b'muta avopoches m'shishim osa. So the Rabbeinu Gershon was megala to us that bosom b'lefes is gematri yeshishim. That's what Rabbeinu Gershon says. From the lashon of Rashi, we see not like this because we see something very interesting. Here Rashi says, this is Allah Lamaisha Misinai, the Bachim Misharin and Afa Pishali Kluva Klub. This is a sheer boss of Belefis, Allah Lamaisha Misinai. Now, Rashi says, Baba Gide, now here we can't figure out, so we learn Rashi Elach, Rashi seems to be saying, that means b'shaloi b'minoi, then the shiva's bosa b'lefes. Then you get to make a scientific experiment. Take bosa and lefes, and you'll see, and you'll experiment. You taste the lefes. If you taste the tambosa, it's good. If you don't taste the tambosa, it's not good. But by min b'minoi, he can never be magish the tam. Then it's shisha. So from Rashi we see two chidushim. Chidush number one, Rashi seems to hold that git im yerech is min b'sheine minay. That's number one. And the Rosh Yosef is medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam says klol like that. The Rambam says kamat klol like that. Git b'yerech is min b'sheine minay. And there's a shira bosa b'lefes. There's a shira bosa b'lefes. It's very interesting. The other things I mean b'minoi. So this is Moedik Mechudishtik. We would say, Yesh beginim b'nois and tam, it is a tam bosa. Oh, but Rashi doesn't hold like this. Rashi holds that gid in yerech is min b'she'ine minoi, and min b'she'ine minoi, akaponim according to the Tanah of our Mishneh, the shir is bosa b'lefes. Now this Indian of bosa b'lefes, the Meiri says as follows, Bosa Belefes is Poches Misamach. That means Poches Misamach, it also won't be nice in time. Bosa Belefes, you don't need Samach. And he explains it, Shemitoich Merirus Aliftois, the Lefes is a bitterness in it, Ein Misukam Shemitzada Bosa Nike Akshein by Shishim. That means if there'll be 50 times lefes, there'll be 50 times lefes to the bosa, you also won't taste the bosa. Because the meriris aliftois is counteracts the mesikis of the bosa, and you can't taste the bosa. Ela bepoches misamach halbe. That means in order for it to be nice in time, it has to be 30. If the shear is 1 to 30, then it's nice in time. If it's more than 30, it's not nice in time. The Lashon HaRambam Pirush HaMishnayos is God, Davke tam mamish, k'maisha bosa noisein belefes, umulgish osa, it has a meaty taste. Avotzas tam, no, he can't. Love tam choshivu. Boso belefes is spelling out black and white how much time we need. That means you taste the lefes, you have a, you feel a meaty taste in the lefes, and that overrides the merides of the lefes. This is boso belefes. Fine. Zot the Gemara. Omar Shmuel. Lo yishonu eloshin is bashelbo. This aloche. That it's nice in time. In the git is nice in time in the yerch. That safke was cooked. Yerch and his bashelbo. Kidanosha. There, you need a shear of bosa belefes. Avol nitzlebo. But what is if it was roasted? Koylevo ichelache megiel the git. Then it's not nice in time. Roasting is, so it seems the git shrinks. It's not nice in time. Forget the git shrinks and it does not, is not nice in time at all in the yerech. So if you roast it, you roast the gesunte eid, now you start cutting off the pieces of meat. You eat the meat till you come to the git. Don't eat the git, chas v'shalom. But through tzli, the git will not be nice in time in the basa, the yerech. So Rashi lo yishonu d'chiyesh pei b'nois in tam kol hayerech asurim elu shenizbashu sharoitev mala hatam b'chol haboso the roitev is mala hatam b'chol haboso, that's the roitev avo nitzle imoy, but if it was roasted, a yerech what the gid was roasted nitzmas b'soichai, it shrinks ve'enoi mefafeya v'yoytze b'boso, doesn't go b'chol onto the boso. So, you start eating the yerech. Atche megiel the git, you come to the git, don't eat the git, chas v'shalom, but the bosa you can eat. So what did Shmuel say? That by bishul, the tam, the roitev is maybe the tam, and by tzli, it's not nice in tam, it shrinks, not nice in tam. Frek the Gemara, Eini, ba'omar ravune, gdi shetzoloi bechelboi, if you roasted a gdi, and there was some chelet in the gdi by the cloyes, there was chelet by cloyes there, and you roasted the gdi, is also lechel afilu miroi shosmei, not let eat the ear of the gdi. We say the chelet from, that's by the cloyes, travels through the whole gdi, and it asks the whole gdi. You're just telling me roasting is different. You see, cloth. Rabem Rav Ravune. So the Gemara says, Shani Chelev, the Mefafei, that's Chelev. Chelev is a fatty substance. So Memele, so Chelev, when you roast it, so then it's Nispashit in the whole Bosa. Mashenken, a git is a gid is a gid, and you roast a gid, so finished, it won't be nice in tam, and finished. It's a mutter. Frag the Gemara, v'omar rabbe barbachone, uvda have kameder al yechne. Bechnishte de moin, begdish et soloi bechelboi. With such a maise, with a gdi, they roasted it with a chaylev. You hear, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afilu by chaylev, eat the whole meat. You come to the chaylev, don't make sure not to eat that. Afilu chaylev is not nice in time by tzli." So the Gemara answers, "Ahu kocher shave." That was a very skinny gdi. So the chaylev is also not too fatty. It's not so fatty. The chaylev of the gdi. Tupshotim and Taisus, either it's not too fatty, so it's not befafeya, or it had very little fat, so was batel b'shisha. That maise was a gdi kochush, that was a unique maise. Ravune bar Yehuda Oma, kulyo bechelbe havi vishori. It was a kulya bechelbe, they roasted the kidney with its chaylev, and there it's shori, we'll see, because it's encapsulated by a krum. So mamela there, the chaylev is not nispasha. Zogt Rashi, bechelbo shonot achev akloyis, afilo meray shosni shen sham chaylev, alma poshet isuri bekulay. smoses me fafeye belaz trin trishnal shat me vats bei swels mis pashi bkhalabos kli bkhal baba ve shom mishim da mafsik krom let us see taisvis im yesh benaisen tam areisu asure so if it's nice im yesh ba benaisen tam if the git is capable of being nice in tam in the yerech, so the yerech is awesome. So Taisva says the lashon is a little misleading. You're not mishaya if the gid is nice in tam in the yerech. Lav begid lechude misharine. The bechdei klipe shesviva misayeye legid lesser. Lachayre the bosa of the yerech that surrounds the gid, the first layer of bosa that surrounds the gid, misayeye legid lesser, so that will also become osa, the misha shenimlach nesa kedei klipa somachla. That means as follows. Taisva says, but we'll see soon. We're talking about we cook the yerech. No, an elach yida cooks the yerech. Before you cook the yerech, you have to salt it. You have to salt meat. It's a shail of dam. So you salt it. Now, there's a din that meliche is a din as like reseyach ditzli. It's mavliya kedei klipa. So memele, so let us say, if the git was, let's say in volume, let's say the git in volume was a half an ounce, that's how we're going to cheshbon the shir shishin. But we have to go and cheshbon the deklipa of the bosa. Before we started cooking, a deklipa of the bosa, which became nesa b'shas meliche. So let's say we have a half an ounce of git and a 20th an ounce of bosel. That's the klipa is a 20th of an ounce. So now we need shishim keneged a half an ounce plus a 20th of an ounce. So memele. So that's what we need. So the loshin yemeshaya with the gid is lavdavke because the klipa of the bosa became nesa before you cooked it. So that's also bosa. Now, let's go a step further. This statement is very debatable because if we say, because emison, it's not emis, that means the gid was nice and tam in the kedei klipa. But the kedei klipa is really mutter, but it has a tam of the yid. So if you want to measure the shishim, I mean, what's the kedei klipa worse than the rest of the yerech? That means it was nice and tam in the kedei klipa, so that's now and then you have to measure. So this should become a tzuruf to that. It was gate more than this tam here, but it's nice and tam in the whole yerech. So there's a concept of chaticha nasa, chaticha atzma nasa nevela. What does that mean? Chaticha nasa nevela means like this. If you have a piece of meat that for the, you're not allowed to eat it now, because let's say before we start cooking, I want to eat now this kedei klipa. I'm not allowed to eat kedei klipa now, because this kedei klipa has a tam of yerech in it. So the kdei klipa, I consider not that the kdei klipa is mutter, but there's tam shel iser in it. There's a concept, chatiche nasa nevela, I consider the whole kdei klipa is a chetza di surim. So now when I'm going to cook the git with this kedei klipa, so this the whole kedei klipa has a shame chafta the yisure, and now I need shishim keneged the gid and the kedei klipa. That's if you hold chaticha atzmanas and nevela.
זה מחלוקת הרשיינים, עוד הרשיינים, you don't say חתיך עצמלס, why should I say חתיך עצמלס, why should I say became נבלה, didn't become נבלה, it's בוס המוטו, was a טעם שליסו, so how much איסו there's inside of it, so that's the טעם of the גיט, the rest of the קליפה is הטה, so זה מחלוקת הרשיינים. So now let's see Taisus innovating. First Taisus says, Lav begid l'chudei misharinim, debechdei klipe shesvivov misayeya legid lesa. This will also asa. You have to be mishaya, connected the gid and the klipe. The misha shen nimlach nesa kedei klipe, samachloi. Because b'shas melich the klipe became osa. So Memela, that what it says, your cheshmo with the gid, it's a little lav dafke. It means the gid plus the kedek leap. Ule perish rabbeinu afrayim shemaforish dloim rini chetich atzma nasa nevel el babosta b'chola bosi shaper. The rabbeinu afrayim says there's no such thing that chetich atzma nasa nevel. It's a mutadike, it's a mutadike kedek leap with a tam shalisa. So you don't take into the cheshbon the whole kedei klipa ta'asa. The time of the gid is there. That's all. But that's muta. By bosa b'cholov. If you'll have some cholov that's nice and tam in the bosa, it's not that only the cholov is osa. Now the whole thing is a chepsa di sura. Bosa b'cholov is a chepsa di sura. Bosa that is a tam of cholov, the bosa is also bosa. Not the tam cholov is osa. Bosa with a tam cholov also becomes osa. There is a din of chetich atzma nasa nevela. But if you have a klipi shel heta, that's by leia a tam shalisa, it's only the tam is osa, not the klipi is osa. So according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's good, we'll learn the Mishnah bedigduk, yemishaya keneged the git, and not according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, you have to say the git plus the klipi that was nasa through the malich. Now, Taisvah says, Mash Miktsas. Now, there's a big problem in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah seems to be saying, Yerech shenizbashel bo gid hanoshim, im yesh bo b'noy seintam, harei zu asure. Now, let's learn Elech the Mishnah. Yerech shnizbashel bo git anosh. So what's the first bo? The bo is the yerech. A yerech that in this yerech that was cooked together with the git. Im yesh bo, now make exeira shove bo bo, so the bo is also going on the yerech. Im yesh bo b'noy sein tam, if in the yerech there's a tam of the git in the yerech, the whole yerech is also. So it seems, the Mishnah seems to be saying that we're Mishaya, when we want to be Mishaya Shir Bittel, we take the yerech and the git, and that's how we Mishaya the Shir Bittel. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben Anshudik, we're cooking here, there's right, there could be these other things over here, It was cooking a yerech. So why are you Mishaya Shishim with the yerech? There's mayim, there's a whole, we made a whole pot of food over here. So why did the Mishnah say, your Mishayah b'yerech? Now, that's Taisus' problem. Now Taisus is saying like this. Mash mektas, from the Loshna Mishnah, miyesh bo, v'noi seintam, mash mektas, teina roitev, misayeya, the roitev in this tapshul is not misayeya. V'loi shachatiches, and the other, there could be these other pieces of meat here also in the pot. Im yesh behem levata lagit, ela yerech levadoi. From the Loshna Mishnah Baistois, I'm oblivious to what is in the pot, I only cheshbo with the yerech. Mideloi komar im yesh bohen, with the chetiches, or beroitev, b'noi seintam. If you cheshbon with all the contents the ingredients are in the pot. It should have said with a nun. Behen, it says bo. It's why she's only a cheshbon with the yerech. Bahai leperish akunt resniche. According to Rashi, this is very good. The perish perikol aboso, da bitipas cholov, a tipas cholov that fell on a piece of meat, the koma bigmore, loishonu eloshenir vekise. When do you cheshbon with all the ingredients, if you stirred it up, or you covered the pot, avoloi nir vekise, chaticha atzma nasa nevele, then the chaticha will become nevele. Operish bekonteres, so Rashi says over there, the chinir hakdere, if he mixed up the whole pot, moilechu atipe b'chol hakdere, so then the tipe is not only nois in tam in the piece of meat it fell on, but it's nois in tam in the whole kedere. What, so the whole contents of the pot is mabatal the tipa. Or if you put a cover on the pot, so the cover makes that it starts bubbling very strongly, so it bubbles. Then you could be, yeah, mashma shagatzolayma shafilu achatiche shenoplo atipa lehi miktsasa b'seicha reitev. It's partially in the reitev. Ilainir v'kisei misayeya ha-reitev v'achatiches acheres levatra. Umayri hoche b'shaloi nir v'kisei. Now, I'd just like to mention some of these tesis. Arosh is Mabaya Shitas Rashi Meredik. There's an Erzeruah. There's a Gos Oshri. Shitas Rashi is an Isser Dovuk. We're talking about over here, you have a Yerech that the Gid is Dovuk to the Yerech. That's how it is. It's Dovuk to the Yerech. So Rashi says, so you know, it's nois in tam in the yerech. You can't. It's not nois in tam in all the contents of the kedere. It's nois in tam. It's dovuk to the yerech. If I'd have a git flowing in the water, I have a yerech flowing in the water, they're separated, and you have a soup and other contents, v'shteitzer, then you take everything into consideration. But this is an iser dovuk. An iser dovuk, you do not take in consideration all the other contents, unless you'll stir up the whole thing. You'll stir up the whole thing. So then the water will also contribute to be mevatel the time of the git. And that is Rashi by Atipas Cholov Shenofel al Abosa. Also the same thing. The Cholov is on the Bosa. And the Bosa is sticking out of the water, even though there's water underneath it, there's reitev underneath it, but that reitev does not come in contact with the tipas cholov, so you have to only cheshbon with the cholov in the basa that it's attached to. And according to Rashi, it's very good the bar. Here we're talking about you only cheshbon with the yerech, you don't cheshbon more than the yerech. The Ri wants to disagree with Rashi. If it's a chelik of the chtiche is in reitev, so the reitev already will travel through the whole chtiche, even though some are sticking out. I've been in near the kise. There the Gemara is speaking about that the piece of meat was completely out of the reitev. Does a mispashit ala b'niyah v'kise? V'ahavi motzi l'may meloi shonu. The Gemara over there did not have to say niyah v'kise. The Gemara could have differentiated differently. If there's a little in the reitev, if nothing is in the reitev. L'aloi shonu v'adicha mitzosa b'reitev. And we'll say the b'sikilei noket. Near the kise, that'll be bottle. The oz b'cholin yinaroite mechasa kol achtiches. Vavilo isa kul achaticha chutz loroite.
והוכה דקומר אם יש בה בנויס אין טעם, היינו על ידי שלהי בוים הרויטב שישים לבט אותם, אגידי, תויסס, that I want to say that it's speaking about, it's חוץ לרויטב, yet תויסס wants to say it's speaking about, החלק is in the רויטב, and בו means בו, together with the רויטב.